When people's conscience is not enough to wake them up, I have no problem doing it. This is what people need to be talking about, but they seem too scared to warn you and look out for people's safety. So I'll do it. Let's get into all this. Everybody by now has seen everything going on with the fires in California. Obviously devastating. When things happen that are as horrific as what's happening, there's no room for tiptoeing and dancing around people's feelings and trying not to offend people. No, you gotta speak and warn people of the real dangers going on. When natural disasters happen, I kind of want to put air quotes around natural disasters, but when there is a catastrophic event that happens, like a fire or a hurricane or a storm, tsunami, anything like that, if you survive the natural disaster, that is threat number one. Threat number two is other human beings. And this is not to scare nobody and freak nobody out. You have to wake up to the reality of this. A lot of people call me crazy, say I'm criminal-minded because I think this way. You gotta think like a criminal to beat them. The attention that you get when you are vulnerable is not always gonna be to help you. A lot of people don't seem to understand that. So I wanna wake everybody up to it. This is about the fires, but also if you find yourself in a situation, knock on fucking wood, I hope you don't. If you find yourself in a situation where there's a natural disaster, you gotta understand these things and how people are gonna capitalize. You are vulnerable. Everybody's vulnerable. And the police and cops are not gonna be there to help you. I've lived in LA. I know how the cop game goes over there. Cops pretty much useless round the clock any time of the year, much less in a natural disaster with everything going on. When there is a natural disaster of this caliber, you can't get in contact with emergency services. You can try. Everybody wants to fight and say, oh, yes, you can't. Yeah. You can't. You're going to be on hold for a few hours and they're going to hang up. There is no attention really on crimes that are happening when there's such a big disaster. Everybody's focus is there. All attention and resources are there. So that means cops ain't coming to help you. It's a free for all in a lot of situations. I grew up in Florida. I've been through the hurricanes. You got multiple weeks at a time, you ain't got no power. People running out of resources. People also understand there is no one protecting anyone. It's everybody for themselves. My advice, protect you and yours at all costs. And I mean all costs. Because like I said, cops can't get to you. With hurricanes, they can't drive down the road most of the time if there's trees in the way. There's traffic jams, people trying to evacuate, chaos. They're attending to other things. With the fires in California, all rules you know how to live by, out the door. You're not playing a fair game no more. That's the other thing we got to talk about, is people acting like the laws are followed. Because you choose to follow a law does not mean everybody else does. And when you're playing a game and you're following the rules and other people aren't, you're always going to lose. You have to understand when to switch games, when to abide by certain rules. When there is a natural disaster, people are aware, and I need to make you aware of the new game you're playing. It's a free-for-all. They know cops can't get to you. They can do whatever they want. I made a video on TikTok a few days ago when all of the fires started, and I warned people, and everybody was saying, oh, you're fear-mongering, you're this, you're that, because I said, threat number one is the fires. Threat number two is people. There are going to be people stealing. A lot of people will capitalize on this to unalive certain people they don't want here no more, they got beef with, or some people just get off on it. They just want to. I also warned everybody, people are going to be setting more fires because they want to watch everything burn. This is a big moment in history. Opening up to that perspective is real fucking scary. But for everybody who's been through something like this and everybody who's kind of in touch with reality understands this, it is the norm. A lot of people seemed to be shocked when I talked about it, but I'm not going to stop talking about it because some people got offended. Cry. People see this as an opportunity to capitalize. And I mentioned in my video talking about the homeless people of LA. Say, oh, you're demonizing the homeless. This is not the time to play the moral card, okay? The homeless people of LA are in such a vulnerable position. These homeless people gotta be surrounded by everybody just walking by them, acting disgusted. They walk by with their $12 coffee every day and they jump to the other side of the road, or they look at them dirty. They look at, or they just like tuck their head. They won't even look at them. Like, they're shit scared of these people and they treat them like they're demons or like animals. A lot of them act like that. So it's not always unjustified, but the way that the upper class and the more privileged people of LA have treated homeless people while they're in a vulnerable position, these people need help. We can get into the whole political shit. That's not my thing. I don't care. These are people who need to be helped. The system has failed a lot of them and it's gotten way too out of hand. But the biggest thing is these homeless people are looking at everybody in their vulnerable spot and they're seeing how they're being treated. Why would they not capitalize on this opportunity to go steal, to go harm people, to go light more on fire? They have nothing to lose. I'm not condoning it, but how stupid are you to say, oh, they wouldn't? Because what was this biggest, most recent fire set by? A homeless person. These people thought I was crazy until all the proof starts coming out. I don't lie and I'm not fear mongering. I told the truth before it was reported. That's the other thing. Just because you're not hearing about this shit happening does not mean it's not happening. It is happening. It is not being reported. And that goes for natural disasters, but also everything in the United States. There are so many things that go unreported all the time. Another really big thing going on right now, and why I warned women specifically, I have to dance around these guidelines and I can't tell you the truth. There are gangs right now who rape women. There are gangs of men who are going around and sexually assaulting people for fun. That is the last thing I want happening to somebody who follows me and supports me. I need you aware of this going on. I need you aware of the danger you're in so you can face it. It's not fear mongering. It's exposing the truth. So this is something I need everybody just to understand of how these things go. Back to my point about the homeless people capitalizing. Everything's kind of like an even playing field when everybody's vulnerable. The homeless have been vulnerable. Now the people who have treated them so poorly and walked past them and turned a blind eye to them needing any kind of help, now they're vulnerable. Why would they not treat you how you treated them? Why would they not, now that it's a level playing field, treat you with the same moral capacity you held for them? Am I saying I treat every single homeless person right and I'm nice and I give money to every single one? Absolutely the fuck not. A lot of them are unhinged. Do I help the homeless people that I see and feel intuitively called to help all the fucking time? I used to smoke cigarettes with the homeless people in LA, anywhere I live. If I walk by smoking a cigarette, they ask for one, I give them one. There's a couple people that I've like, it turned into like a bonding thing. I'd see the same homeless people on certain roads. Every day I'd stop by, we'd have a cigarette together. I'd buy them food, buy them what they need. Like I said, do I help every single one? No, you'd go broke. Everybody would. But there's an element of recognizing that they're human that people forget. I understand, and I'm not coming at this from like the moral high ground of like, oh, I'm better than everybody. No, I've yelled at some of them, but I've also smoked a cigarette with some of them and like bought them food. It's a balanced thing. From my own experience of being in LA, there was no balance from the majority of people. And there isn't really a balance with most of the people in the fucking United States as of right now. But the other angle of this is these people have nothing to lose. Nothing. You are surrounded and you're kind of in a free for all. A lot of people are trapped because you can't leave. When they called the evacuation orders, dead stop traffic. Landlock, can't move. What do you think is going to happen? You're a sitting duck. So that's what I want everyone to be aware of, is head on a swivel, understand the danger that you're in. There is videos of every single thing I'm saying being posted a couple days later, but you have to understand while it's happening and as soon right after it happens is when most of this is going to go down. Because like I said, you can't get to the cops. Nobody can call the cops and report nothing. So how is any of the news outlets, we can question the validity of all of them another day, but the news outlets cannot get information of what's going on from the police because the police can't even get it. So a couple days after everything started is when, oh, then people are getting arrested for looting. Then people are getting arrested for setting more fires. Then people are getting arrested for X, Y, Z. It will not be tolerated. They came out and said, right. After it's happened. And that's not even to account everything that happened that wasn't reported and things people still don't know about. I think the death count is up to like 10 or 20 or something like that. It's gonna be up in the hundreds, maybe thousands by the time all this is done. The stats we're getting live are not accurate to what has happened and what is happening. Everything's on delay. So my thing is, I gotta make sure you're aware of it. Like, just make sure you know this. Do not be posting you got resources. Do not be posting these fucking idiots on TikTok posting their little like shelters of all their food and all their stuff they got. You're a target now. How, like, Buddha, wake up. Like, I don't even know why I have to even say this. Like, how do people not get it? Other thing I want to talk about is these millionaires asking for money and posting GoFundMes and posting Amazon wish lists for shit that they need. Don't you dare give money and go donate to these A-list celebrities who lost their 30, 50, $80 million homes. These celebrities, most of them are posting from tropical resorts because when they got the evacuation notice, boop, they flew out. They went to go book a trip on a vacation because they had the money to go do that. And then they want to post videos crying, I lost everything. It's making my ass itch how angry it makes me because these people are saying you lost everything. A lot of them did lose every single thing in their physical homes, but you know what they got in their bank account? A fat wad of cash. My thing is for these people to be saying I lost everything and then they're going and booking a tropical vacation, private jets to get out and leave. The people who really lost everything are the ones who don't have money to just go book a hotel or go book a flight or go buy food and go buy new clothes and go find a place to stay. The people who ain't got the money to do that and lost their house and everything they have, they lost everything. So these celebrities sitting over here saying this and then asking for donations, they want the help, but there are other people who need it. I'm in a frenzy trying to find these people to donate to them and Venmo them, Cash App them, because these celebrities, all these GoFundMes and a lot of this is bullshit. Everybody needs to wake up. Unfortunately, a lot of these GoFundMes are scams. If you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, most of the donations didn't go to help anyone of color who needed it. With Gaza and Palestine, a lot of people, like I'm talking about the people in physical life in LA, when there's a natural disaster or anywhere, they're gonna capitalize. There are people who are making fake donation pages to capitalize. If I knew the legit ones to post, to spread it, I would. That's the issue with society now. Everybody's such a fucking liar and nobody's got enough conscience to do the right thing. So this is the issue. Because everybody wants to donate, everybody wants to help, but we all know most of it's a scam anyways. So when I say you gotta find the people specifically and like donate to these families, you do. And feel free to leave comments of anyone that you see that's legit and has an actual like family that needs help. I would love to go donate to these people. Also, moving on to my next point, just something I wanna talk about. I'm not against people being rich. I like it, but I think there should be a cap. And the government should not be bailing you out. So these houses, a lot of them were, most of the houses were over $1 million, over 3, 4, 5. And then there was a lot more houses, 20 million, 50 million, 80 million. I think there was one that was 100 million. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the insurance companies dropped everybody. There's like a big scandal going on with that. Why is it the government's responsibility to step in and save them? To have a house over $20 million, the level of what the fuck, I can't even comprehend. I feel like truthfully, like from my soul, this is my opinion. There should be a cap set for residential homes or residential anything, max 20 million. I want to say 10, but 20, that's more than generous. 20 million is the max a house can be built at or cost, like going forward. Because now the government's stepping in saying, oh, the government is gonna pay for everything. How the fuck you gonna take the taxpayers' money and go cover $50 million houses with it when there's homeless people, when there's starving students, when there's people who can't even get groceries right now? We got a housing crisis from hell. Much less everything else going on. There are people who need actual taxpayer money, so much more. The government's in so much goddamn debt, so I don't even know what money we're talking about, but you get what I'm saying. Why should the taxpaying dollars have to go to rebuilding and replacing the costs lost of 50, $80 million homes. What the actual fuck is that, truthfully? There's like a $57 billion estimated cost right now, like minimum $57 billion for all the damages that happened. Going forward, they're estimating $150, $175 billion. And I also know that's a lot to do with businesses, roads, societies. It's not just the housing cost, but you get my point. If the government's going to have to step in and bail everybody out, I feel like if the taxpayers got to pay for it, you should cap it. We're not bailing you out of a fucking $100 million house, babe. Because you also got to take in like the moral standpoint of you're sitting over here, hundreds of millions of dollars. You ain't bailing nobody else out who needs help. Most people aren't. You never really know who's donating what. But why the fuck you over here sitting in a $50 million house, walking past people who can't eat, walking past people who can't afford clothes, can't afford groceries? Who are you saving? And then why the fuck does anybody got to save you? That's the whole thing. I don't know. Now I want to hit on some of the ways people are acting and what I'm kind of observing and seeing. So with situations like this, there is a full-fledged powerlessness that hits everybody. Everybody involved and then other people around the world feel powerless to do it because they see people dying, losing everything, and they can't do anything to help. For me personally, I have a couple of people in LA who I care about. I can't get to them because I'm in Texas. I'm in Dallas. There's some weird thing been going on. I've been snowed in at my house for like 3 days. I'm under the same thing as everybody else. I'm over here sitting here with a Glock on me. Every single place I go in my house, it's with me. People start breaking in and doing crazy shit. You got to be aware of it. That's the whole thing, is like, stay ready with it. But for me to know and be FaceTiming my friends and they're panicking, freaking out, what do I do? I'm having to tell them what to do. I can't get there. The emotional reaction that causes of like powerlessness when you can't do shit to help those that you care about or just help innocent people in general, that makes people go crazy. And that underlying powerlessness is spread through everybody right now. And a lot of people's behavior and the shit that they're doing and saying is because of that powerlessness. It's a reaction to it. People are trying to cope with it. They don't know how. This is making everybody act very, very weird and very, very strange. And I don't want to give grace to certain people. You don't deserve it. No matter what's going on emotionally, if you got integrity, if you got character, you know how to act no matter what's happening. But I want to prepare you for some of the behavior online right now. A lot of people with my video, like I said, were attacking me, saying I'm fear-mongering, saying that I'm demonizing the homeless. So if you just observe it for a second, everybody feels very powerless. And for people to be sitting on their phone, seeing this shit nonstop and freaking out, they want to do something, but they can't. So the quickest thing to feel like you're being useful or contributing or helping in some kind of way is to play that moral card and to nitpick what other people are saying. These little blue-haired fucks are running rampant with it. Like, don't pay them no mind. They're going to detract everybody from what the real threat is. It's your safety right now. Don't get involved with none of these fucking idiots. But the whole thing, what I'm saying with the moral card, it's like their way of feeling like they're doing something. Just like a yapping little dog, push them to the side, ignore them. Nobody wants to hear what the fuck they got to say. That's why they got 3.5 views on most of their videos. But if people seem to be like losing their mind, they are. It's an emotional reaction to the emotional reaction that they're having. People don't know how to cope with it. People don't know what the hell's going on. But the other thing with this is people feeling powerless do not want to be waking up to reality, especially if it's scary. So for me to talk about all this, it's making you aware you're actually experiencing a threat big time. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't think like this. And when someone says it or voices it, they gotta ignore it or they have to combat it. They have to poke holes in it and say that you're lying, say that you're fear-mongering, because facing the reality of the position they're really in, they feel even more powerless. They're too scared fucking shitless to believe it. These are the type of people gonna have to go experience getting beat, getting stolen from, and getting fucked up to wake up. But if you have something to share or something to say or do that you can help or make people aware so that they're more safe and they know to watch out for their safety, share it. Because a lot of people are coming at me trying to get me to take my video down. Oh, you're fear-mongering. I don't give a fuck. what you feel like it is. I care about people's safety more than I care about offending everybody. So the video's staying up. For people to not see the validity of what I'm saying and not understand this is the truth of natural disasters, that is someone who's never been through it. So until it smacks them in the face and makes them wake up, they're gonna have to sit here and fight it because they'd rather feel a little bit more safe in their delusion than face the truth. That's just how people are. It's how it goes. Look around. That's literally society. One thing I do want to bring up about all this is the evil perspective. A lot of people are too scared to tap into the evil perspective, but you have to tap into it to understand it. Well, I got a lot of comments of people saying, oh, Leo's criminal minded. No shit. I've dealt with criminals. There's certain times I've had to do what I've had to do. Only way to beat a criminal is to outsmart them. You have to tap into their perspective and see how they see things. People are like, oh my God, stop talking about it because you're going to give people ideas. Babe, you're the only one not fucking thinking like that because you're not aware of it. There are people who are aware of it. And then there's people who are living in that perspective. And that's the only thing that they know is capitalized. They see everything as an opportunity. They see harming other people. If they got something to gain, they will do it. I don't agree with that. So I wanted to warn everybody about that perspective. But everybody that's so scared to go into an evil perspective, you need to understand it. You need to understand how these people's brains work so you can counter them. Be smart. What the fuck? Why are everybody so chicken shit? But one thing to get is trauma has no limit. There is no limit to how much trauma somebody can go through. There is no mercy from trauma. Things happening, people doing shit. There is no mercy. You're not going to get it. I hate to keep acknowledging like people that were fighting my point, but this needs to be said. I got comments of, oh, people have already gone through so much. Don't tell them this because it's going to scare them. Trauma has no limit. And it doesn't matter how much trauma you've been through. If there's still a threat, you're still vulnerable. You need to be aware of it. It's not going to do any good for nobody to blindly just lie to them to make them feel comfortable. Oh, they've already been through too much. I don't want to tell them anything else and make them aware of the actual position that they're in so they could have a better chance of not being subjected to more traumatic shit happening. These people think that lying to you to protect your feelings is helping you. They're making you more vulnerable. This sounds like fantasy to a lot of people. To everybody who understands and has been through something similar, it's not a fantasy at all. This is the reality of it. And I really wanted to make this video because anytime any natural disaster happens, I need you thinking like this. I need you aware of all this so you don't get got. I'd rather scare you a little bit to make you aware and keep you safe than just sit over here. Oh, we're going to have thoughts and prayers and we're only going to think of the positive and we need more positive. We need more love right now. That's all we need. And donations, give the millionaires more money. Yes, we need more positivity because that is what's going to make people feel better.
What the fuck is going to keep them safe? What the fuck is going to help them is what I want to do and what I'm concerned about. So if I got to run the risk of looking like the crazy one, I'm Albanian. We all fucking nuts. But if I got to run the risk of hurting people's feelings, I couldn't even toast a piece of bread with the heat they're trying to put on me with the points that they're trying to make, girl.
Now for a couple of choice words, because there's a big ordeal happening with the whole National Guard coming in. Also, there's been a lot of robberies of Humvees and machine guns and a lot of supplies and things being stolen. So with the National Guard stepping in and trying to come in and help stop some of the looting that's been going on, people are being wrongfully arrested trying to get things from their own home. That is expected. Not that it's right, not that it's okay, but that's something you got to be aware of. Cops wrongfully arrest people all the goddamn time. But in a situation like that, you need to be hyper alert and hyper aware. People might assume that's not your house. You gotta have that one step ahead mentality. But my issue here is people online keep saying the media talking about all of this looting that isn't true is causing innocent people to be harmed. Why the fuck are we over here playing the blame game?
And let's entertain the perspective of maybe people are taking heavier precautions because there is so much looting going on. Like I said before, the media is delayed. They're behind. So for the National Guard to be called is from everything that's already been happening. The National Guard didn't get called because of what the news is saying. It's all the shit that they're hiding from telling the news people of why they called it. So people trying to say, people on social media like me and people in the media saying there's a lot of looting going on.
You just saying that is why people are being harmed and wrongfully arrested.
Where the fuck does that make sense? How about use your platform, since this is all still going on, to warn people, hey, this has been going on. People are getting wrongfully arrested. If you're going to go back to your house, keep this in mind. Prepare them, because what is blaming anybody going to do? This is where I'm talking about people using the platforms to just shame shit and say, this is who to blame. Nobody cares who's to blame while everybody's still living in the active threat. That's useless. And then a lot of people keep going on with their reaction and the videos they're making to people looting is just, oh, that's just so wrong. That's just so bad. Like, you're an evil person if you're capitalizing on such a big disaster. Like, it's just so sad people are doing that. That's disgusting. You sitting there complaining, what does that do? Nothing. That's not using your platform to do shit. You need to be warning people of what's going on. Like I said, with the house thing, if you're going to go to your house and retrieve stuff, take your driver's license, show that you live there, or get in and get the fuck out quick. I don't know who remembers Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans and that whole ordeal and the mass devastation, but people actually were being shot wrongfully for trying to go into their homes or just looking like they might be looting. People were actually being killed for that. So, how about instead of bitching and complaining, you warn your followers? What are you just sitting there crying about it for? This shouldn't be happening. Okay, well, it is. This is the thing I don't think people can unlock in their brain, is like, there's certain times for certain conversations and there's certain times to shut the fuck up and stick to the point. Like, the priority is everybody's safety right now. Later, we can play the blame game. You know what I mean? Like, it's a diversion of attention and people think that they're using their platform to help. But like, really, on that labeling thing, people keep this is just so bad, thinking that's gonna do anything. These people know that it's bad. They don't care. So what is saying it's bad gonna do? It doesn't negate that it's still gonna be done. It's like everybody wants to label everything nowadays. Oh, I identify as a lamp. So now everybody just has to go with that. Saying that the media is causing people to wrongfully be hurt, I'm sure there's some validity to that, but you can't negate the fact that there's active looting happening. There's people actively setting new fires. There's people actively doing what the media is saying. So for them to speak on it, how is that painting a false image and causing more harm? How is that not common sense? Truth, it's 2025. 2025. 2025 the year it is. How the fuck are people so stupid still? Genuinely. I need to be done with this topic. As always, I'll put all my social media in the description if you want to keep up with me. I've been reposting a lot of stuff on TikTok because people want to say, oh, Leo's crazy. So I just silently repost the proof. Again, like I said earlier, if you know of any reputable places to donate to, any kind of like food services, people that are supplying clothes, water, like all the things that you see outside in the parking lots on TikTok Live and stuff. If you know anyone that's running that or you know how to donate to that, let me know, comment, I'll pin some stuff. If you have been personally affected, comment, and everybody who sees that person's comment, thumb it up so I can see it. I'm gonna go through and like anyone who follows me that's personally been impacted by all this, I'm gonna do what I can to help. But I'm so fucking sorry, truly, for everybody involved. And I want to say a big thank you to the people who are helping and are doing right, and to the people who are speaking out online, the people who are actually there helping people. For this week, I feel like we can comment like a little heart emoji. I always do a thing every week. If you watch it to the end, we comment a secret emoji so I can see who stays to the end. Do a heart, just cause damn, bitch. There's really not much to say about what's going on. Like, there's no excuse for it. A lot of people keep bringing God into it, saying that's the end of the world and he's coming back to save everybody. Baby, I'm gay, so I'm fucked. But y'all have fun. But that is it. That's all we got for this week's episode. So everybody be safe, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Hopefully on a more positive note, because what the hell?